Former Pennsylvania Congressman Shaka Fatah may have reason to be a little happier in prison today. WHYY's Bobby Allen has been following the story and joins me now for details. Bobby, further explain what the appeals court decided.
So the Third Circuit threw out 5 of the 29 convictions that a jury handed down 2 years ago, and they're all related to bribery. And the court pointed to a U.S. Supreme Court decision involving Bob McDonnell. He was the former Republican governor of Virginia. The U.S. Supreme Court vacated that conviction on the grounds that the jury did not get a full explanation of what an official act means. And what this basically means in layman's terms is, you know, Governor McDonnell in Virginia, he set up meetings, he made calls. He put people who were giving him money in front of the right people. But does that really constitute corruption? Is that really bribery? And the court said no. It's too blurry of a line between what was given and then what was given in return for that. And so under that logic, the court threw out 5 of the 29 counts against Fatah.
Of course, Fatah represented Philadelphia's 2nd Congressional District in the U.S. House for 21 years. Take a moment and take us back to the original allegations against him.
Sure. So Fatah ran in 2007 to become mayor of Philadelphia. He was not successful. During his campaign, he racked up more than $1 million in debt. And so then steps into his life this guy, Herbert Viderman, who said, look, I can help you pay down some of this debt. I can contact these creditors. We could try to win some settlements. And in exchange, maybe you can help me become an ambassador. And so very famously, Fatah gave a letter to President Obama recommending that Viderman get an ambassadorship. Fatah hired Viderman's girlfriend for a government job. Fatah sold a Porsche to Viderman, but Viderman actually never picked it up when the FBI raided his house. Many years later, they saw the Porsche sitting in the garage, and it turned out that Fatah used the money to make a down payment on a Poconos home. And so Viderman was definitely he was a co-defendant in the case, and he was a central character in the weeks-long trial of former Congressman Fatah.
Can today's Third Circuit Court appeal finding have any bearing on Viderman's potential sentence?
So Viderman was granted appeal bail, meaning he is not behind bars. Fatah is behind bars right now, but Viderman is not. And how this is going to affect Viderman probably isn't very great, right? It's not good news for him because this is affirming the lion's share of charges against these two men. So this means as long as the U.S. Supreme Court rejects an appeal, and they do reject, you know, 99% of appeals, then Viderman will have to start his prison sentence pretty shortly.
Then how might this potentially impact Fatah's 10-year term?
So every legal expert I've talked to has said that this is going to have no effect on his prison term. And that's because the way the judge structured the punishment, charges could run 2 different ways, concurrent or consecutive. Consecutive is one after another after another. So if there's 1 year and a 1 year and a 1 year, consecutive would be you have 3 years in prison. If there's 1 year, a 1 year and a 1 year, and it's concurrent, you spend 1 year in prison. Because it's a concurrent sentence, if you knock off 5 of them, there's still at least enough there to justify a 10-year sentence. 5 of these charges being knocked off does not mean that Fatah is going to have a shortened prison sentence, but it does give him a little hope as his lawyers are now thinking about whether they're going to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court, which would be his last-ditch effort, and they have 90 days to do so.
Has the prosecution responded?
The prosecution has not responded. I reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office here in Philadelphia, and they said they're still processing the 142-page opinion.
Was today's opinion, frankly, a surprise, or was it anticipated based on the U.S. Supreme Court finding it's based on?
It depends on whom you ask. Some legal observers, because of McDonnell and because the McDonnell case has toppled a number of public corruption cases since the Supreme Court handed it down, we're thinking that maybe the bribery counts would be in question. When the news first came out, I think a lot of people expected that Fatah might be seeing the light of day a little sooner, that his prison sentence would be cut short. But then when you really got into the details of, oh, it's just 5 bribery-related counts and he was convicted of 29, and when you really press down on some of the details, you realize that Fatah's 10-year prison sentence is not going to budge.
And that he is still found guilty of 24 of the 29 corruption charges presumably it's not going to do much to enhance his tarnished reputation.
That's exactly right. So 24 have been affirmed. And in fact, the district judge, so a lower judge, knocked off two that the jury convicted him of. And so this court, the Third Circuit, reinstated those two. So it was very much a mixed opinion for Fatah. He had two charges reinstated. He had five knocked off and the rest remain. So, it's not a great day for Fatah, but there's, I guess, a tiny little sliver of hope in this opinion for him.
Let's then say he's a little happier in prison today.
I guess we can say that. Thanks, Dave.
WHYY's Bobby Allen on Newsworks Tonight.